It's an interesting tweet by Pat Sajak this weekend. He tweeted, "Not to be morbid, but I just designed my tombstone. It'll say R space P. I'd like to buy a vowel." And I'm so dumb. It took me a second.
You a while.
I was like, rap.
Good, right. You tried everything else. Rip.
And then I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Rest in peace. Right. I see what you did there, Pat.
Right.
And then there was like a million comments like, where are you dying and all that. I'm like,
just watch the show. Yeah, he's not dying. He's on every day.
But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, you know, you got to have some kind of, I don't know. You got to think about it. Like, what are you going to put on your tombstone?
Sure. I mean, a lot of people plan out their entire estate, right? Where everything's going to go, yeah. What the house is going to do, and what their funeral is going to be like, down to the music and the food.
So I was looking up, like, the most famous tombstones of celebrities. And
okay.
Merv Griffin has, "I will not be right back after this message."
Okay, right.
Yep. Aaliyah had "Baby Girl," which I love, which, I mean, makes the most sense. Frank Sinatra, "The best is yet to come." I thought that was really tasteful. Rodney Dangerfield has "There Goes the Neighborhood" on his tombstone. Right? And then I was like, what? Like, what am I going to put on my tombstone?
Right.
Like, I don't want to just put my name and like the years. Like, everybody does that. Like, nobody cares when you're born and when you died.
Well, I think, I mean, that part is required because that is the actual identification of who you are.
Oh.
So the name and the years would be on there anyways.
Oh,
it's not like
yeah.
you're going to get rid of that part. But,
really?
But what about the other
it's
parts
mandatory?
On there? Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I mean,
a,
I would imagine
quote.
So, right? I mean, you know, people come to a cemetery to find you. So, yes, I would imagine that it's going to have some identifying features on there.
So I started thinking about it. You know, I got deep in my morbid state of when I die,
good.
What do I want on my tombstone?
Good.
It's got to be something clever like Pat Sajak, you know?
Sure.
But when I was younger and we moved out of our first house, it was the house I had lived in for most of my life, and I was really sad about it. I didn't want to move. I had taken a black Sharpie, and I went into the closet where I grew up in my bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, "Anna was here."
Right.
But I spelled was W-U-Z.
Of course you did.
Remember how that was really popular back in the day? Everybody spelled was
gangster.
W-U-Z. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Of
no,
course.
It was gangster,
right.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
And I remember being so proud of myself
yeah.
that I had done that. And I was like,
you
yeah.
were a rebel. You were like, that. Nobody yeah. will ever tell me what to do ever again.
I'm gonna
make my own rules.
I had this vision in my life, Raven, that one day when I was an adult like I am now, I would go back to that house and I would go in the closet and I would be like, look. Anna was here.
I mean, they probably painted over it
then
by now,
yeah,
just
I
so
realized
you know.
It was just a Sharpie, so probably they did paint over it.
Yeah.
You know, it was the 80s or early 90s, I think it was.
So is that what you're going with now after all this time to think?
Yeah, it's going to say Anna was W-Z
yeah.
here. What's going to be on your tombstone, Raven?
Here lies Raven, icon of a man. He died heroically passing a winning lottery ticket to his beloved wife. While under fire from an opposing naval ship, he was able to overcome those odds and make sure that he handed his wife the ability to swim in diamonds and gold coins thanks to his selfless act. His dogs have gold chains. And then it would also play a music like when you open up a card.
Yeah.
And it would signify like a big victory, a big win.
That's a lot to put on a tombstone. I hope they don't charge you by the letter.
Send the bill to somebody else because I'm out of here.